Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries. This is Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Excited to be with you all again this week for another empowerment session. I just praise God for who He is and for all that He's done in this great day where He continues to reveal Himself in ways we've never seen before, where He is speaking truths, establishing some things in our spirit, where He is really, really letting us know that now more than ever, it is time for us to walk in purpose. It is time for us to be who He has called us to be. And for many of us, there's still some indecision, some uncertainty as to where I should be and what it is I should be doing. But tonight, amen, with the help of some phenomenal preachers and pastors and teachers and leaders of God's kingdom, we're going to share with you tonight some of the benefits of spending time in His presence, And I know for myself, the revelation that I get from Him regarding certain aspects of my life and even lives of others that I've been praying for, how He speaks so very clearly. He gives us insight and direction, and sometimes He brings about a word of correction in our quiet time with Him because of the love He has for us. So again, on tonight, we're grateful for those who have called in. Amen. And if you would like to share, we ask that you press 1, and for those that are on the line right now, amen, it's my desire to bring you all live, but press 1 to let me know that that's a good thing to do. Thank you for those who are in the chat room on tonight. Again, we want to share concerning in His presence and the benefits of spending time with God. So, Father, we thank You now for this time of sharing with Your people who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking, God, about the necessity and the benefits of spending time in Your presence. You're so good to us. Oh, You've been great to us on this day, God. You've done wonderful, marvelous, miraculous things on our behalf, and tonight we're so very grateful. Now, God, speak to us, speak through us, oh God. Call someone in the midst of this to cry out, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to feel this, to experience this? What must I do? Oh, God, and for that, we just give You glory in advance. We give You praise in advance for that which You're going to reveal tonight. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, ladies, if it's good, pastor, preacher, preacher, if it's good that I bring you live, please press 1. Amen. And we'll go ahead and get started. Amen. In His presence. Praise God. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Good evening. Amen. Well, there's one on the line, Evangelist. She'll come live. Pastor Brown is on the line. Minister Tori is on the line. Amen. Good evening, Pastor Brown.
Good evening, Prophetess. How are you this evening?
I am blessed. Amen. We
yes,
thank God
you
for.
Are.
Amen. Amen. Ms. Palafaro is on the line as well. Amen. She can
amen.
Come live. Amen, amen. So tonight, amen, we're talking about being in His presence and the benefits of that intimate time with the Father and how He moves in the midst of us when we're spending that time with Him. And Pastor Brown, you know, the past week, and I mean, time has just been moving, but it's been a week or so now that we were
mm-hmm.
in your home at the Ministry Agape Ministries for a time of soaking and spending time in God's presence and in such a magnificent way, amen, where God just he just did his thing in the midst of us. But I'm just in a place right now. I could just run, leap. I could just do that just because of who God is, even in this moment. Amen. But share with us, because God did something in the midst of us, mm-hmm. where he did something corporately, but for each of us as an individual, there mm-hmm. were specific things that God spoke to us and specific things that he did for us by spending time in his presence. So if you would just take a few moments as the Lord leads it and share with us what that benefit is to you in that experience, but then in others too, where you have spent time in his presence and you've experienced the manifestation of some things because of that time in his presence. Amen.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, he spoke individually, as you said, Prophetess, and he spoke corporately. And it's amazing that all of us were hearing the same thing. Because one of the things that kept sticking out with me, he was saying, let go. He said, I got this.
Amen.
He said, let go. He said, I got this. And I could hear it clearly, you know, that all the things that I'd be worrying about and just kind of turning over in my mind, he was saying, I got this. Let this go. Let me handle this. You just mm-hmm. keep looking to me. You just keep drawing close to me. You know, I always keep going back to the intimacy with God, and if we want to bring it to a natural intimacy with our spouse, how they, sometimes they just want to pull you close and say, baby, I got this. And our Heavenly Father was saying to us, I got this, Linda. You can let this go. You don't have to worry about this. There are other things that you need to do in the earth that I want you to do, but you let me handle this. Let it go. And he said, trust me. Because I tell you, when I look at certain things and I look at situations, even with my husband, you know, it hurts my heart because I know his love for God and how he wants to teach the word and how he loves the word of God. But I looked over at him one time that night as we were soaking, and he had his hands lifted in the air, and like God was just pouring into him. And believe me,
Amen.
Since then, I have seen a difference in him.
Hallelujah.
You might want to take it now, Prophetess, because it just, to me, is just more of being intimate with God and drawing close to him, listening for his voice and recognizing. He said, I'm right here with you. I'm right here with you. So,
Amen. Amen.
I mean, those are some of the things that he was just speaking. Mm.
And that's for all of us. That's for all of us. And one thing that I look at about the benefit of the intimacy and being in his presence, and like you said, we can look at this as a spiritual thing, but when we bring it to the natural, anything that you value, anything mm-hmm. that we value, we give it ample time. If we value, if we truly value,
mm-hmm.
We put the time in because we want a return. We want a return mm-hmm. on our investment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have for several years been in school because education is important to me, not what man says and not what follows my name, but because I feel the need to be equipped for the assignment that God has called me to in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
want to be prepared. So I spend time in my study and in preparing
Amen.
For my lessons, and it's important to me that I get an mm-hmm. A. I don't want to settle for a C. I don't even like a B. But it's important to me to make the grade.
Mm-hmm.
As it is with our Heavenly Father,
mm-hmm.
that because the relationship we have with him is a critical part of our existence in the earth, we put in time. We put in time to hear what he has to say concerning our walk with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a people, we often get frustrated. We often get carried away with life's issues.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it becomes overwhelming. And that's when we said, God, I don't know what else to do. And he said, you know what? If you had given me this in the beginning, you wouldn't have had to get to that point where you say, I don't know what else to do. Because the truth of the matter, it wasn't for you to do in the first place. It wasn't for you to do in the first place. But when we get quiet and we get in his presence and we just wait to hear from him, God is saying, look, in this season, stop being impatient.
Wait on him,
just
huh?
Wait. Just wait. Wait to hear what it is I have to say. And when I'm not speaking the way you think I should, don't let that be a stamp of approval, because it's not. Because too often, when God doesn't answer us right away, we think that means we get a pass. No. It means just wait. Wait to hear what I have to say. Because too often, we've taken that path and we've moved swiftly, and it's caused more harm than good.
You know, one of the other things, Prophetess, that you mentioned about corporately, if something happens when we come together corporately, you know, when we come together in oneness and unity, seeking the same thing, you know, God always shows up. And I'm put in mind of on the day of Pentecost, that they were, say they all were in the upper room and they were with one accord. They were waiting and they were seeking and they were being obedient to what God said, and Holy Spirit came in and did a mighty thing in them.
And I
guess for maybe the audience that maybe not be quite familiar with soaking, is soaking is not like prayer time where we're interceding. It's just a time of either laying or just getting comfortable and sitting still and being quiet and listening for the voice of the Father. And a lot of times we play CDs that is of songs of worship and God singing and speaking over us. But we actually had a live person doing it, Pastor Jennifer Allen. She came and she just worshiped, and she just, she was in the throne room and she was just pulling down on heaven, and God was just speaking over us and to us. So just in case people don't know what soaking is.
Amen. 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 I heard you. I heard you. You said when you were speaking of the day of Pentecost, when they were with one accord, God said in his presence there needs to be a level of expectancy. Sometimes we get into his presence, but we don't go with an expectation that he's going to do for us what needs to be done.
Amen.
We go into his presence with our minds on stuff. We think about the issues and the concerns that we're facing, but we don't always go into his presence with the expectancy of receiving the answer to that which is causing us grief.
Amen.
But he's saying in his presence, when you're taking the time to come before him, and if you're doing it corporately, when you come with one accord, seeking me, wanting to feel my presence, guess what? I show up.
Yeah.
And I show up with answers. I show up with power. I show up giving you dominion and authority. I come girding you up with strength, dunamis power, to be able to move forward to the next thing that he's called you to.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
I give God glory and honor and praise tonight for what God did for me today. Because I went into a service today, I was expecting something. I had a need from him for me. I had a need. And I'm saying, God, you know what? I'm coming to you today because, God, I need to hear something. I need some clarity. God, I need that. And I was going into a place I'd never been before for worship. I'd gone for conversation, but never to go into a service. And what happened? I go, and it's a handful of people, and they began to worship. You hear me what I'm saying? They got in his presence where the anointing of God filled the place. And I'm saying, God, oh, yes, I need this right here, God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came down from where they were and the anointing was still resting in the place, I'm saying, okay, God, I want to hear what you have to say to me. And what did he say? Now get up and preach my word. Preach my word. Prophesy. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's what I need you to do now, Valerie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what I do, I got up. I preached. I prophesied. I laid hands.
Amen.
And God did the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that could only happen because I was willing to do what he said as I was in his presence.
Mm-hmm. Hearing his voice.
I was seeking answers for myself. He was equipping me in that moment for the task at hand.
Mm-hmm.
But had I not come with expectancy,
mm-hmm.
had I come with a woe is me, God, I'm going to give it to you, and maybe I'll hear from you, and maybe I won't. Maybe there'll be clarity. Maybe it'll still be a fog. Maybe I'll get delivered. Maybe I won't. But I came with an expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
But God, I need you to meet me here. I need you to speak to me. I need you to be clear about this.
Mm-hmm.
And
Prophetess, let me ask a question. Do you think that sometimes we get what we need by ministering the need to others?
We absolutely do.
You know, it's almost like God, when we do what he does for his people, he looks out for us.
Yes. Yeah, because the work that we do, we don't do for ourselves anyway.
That's right, for the body.
The service that we give is not about us.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about him and building his kingdom. So what it is he's placed in each of us, even as we come into his presence, as he's preparing us to fulfill destiny in the earth on his behalf. What we do in operating in purpose is only going to benefit those that are assigned to us. Because when I don't do my part, I'm not the only one that suffers.
Right. Right. Amen. Amen.
I'm not. When you don't do your part, you're not the only one that suffers.
No. Mm-mm. Amen.
Being in his presence.
In his
being
presence.
Being in his presence. We will begin to see manifestation of things we prayed for years ago. And he'll have to even bring them back to our remembrance. And he'll say, you remember when you were talking to me about this?
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it. I've been doing it. But now you can see the fullness of it being done before you.
Amen.
Because now you're paying attention to what's taking place when you're in my presence.
Mm-hmm. And
we
know that we're always in his presence, but sometimes there is a visitation when we come together, you know, where two or three are gathered, there he will be in the midst.
He's in the midst.
You know, he's always with us, but he corporately, when we come together, there is I believe oftentimes a holy visitation of the Lord.
Mm. Mm. Mama, when we come together.
What about some of the other ladies? I'm wondering what they got from it.
Amen. Prophetess Nina's on the line. If you want to share, press 1. Evangelist Latanya, your line is open. Amen. If you'd like to share, Minister Tori, amen. If you'd like to share, please press 1. We'd love for you to share your experience about spending time in his presence. Amen. Amen. I don't want to just bring somebody on cold turkey, not knowing what they are in the midst of in the moment. But,
right.
There were the words.
Mm-hmm.
The,
mm-hmm.
words. The words.
And sometimes I think. Go ahead, Prophetess.
No, I was just going to say, for some of the things that we face, amen. Good evening, Prophetess.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Fabulous. Amen.
Good.
Good evening.
Amen. Good evening, Pastor Linda. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I want to share quickly and briefly with regard to the soaking that it was truly a wonderful experience. Just the opportunity to sit peacefully and meditate and not worry about, you know, anything that's going on in the outside world, and just able to listen for God's voice and what it is that he wanted to share with me. And there were, you know, for me, it was just being done for the greater good. And, you know, as we have shared, you know, in the past 2 months, you know, we've lost, Valerie and I have lost both of our biological parents. And, you know, as you go through life changes and transitions, and especially with dealing with something that can be so tragic as death, just listening to him, I would say that surpassed, I guess, is the word, because so many people look and think that you should just be broken all to pieces when you lose a loved one. But I understood and I understand that their journeys and their end were done for the greater good. And it pertains to my growth and my relationship with him, just knowing the strength that he has given me to endure, you know, those felt situations. Just lets me know that I can lean on him a little bit more. And so just being in that atmosphere was, again, just a wonderful experience and one that I look forward to. And it's not something that you can, you know, necessarily replicate at home. You can have some of the same with just playing, you know, music. But as you said, I think having that personal touch with her actually playing Prophetess Jennifer was just awesome, because some of the words that she spoke are words that were resonating from him, so it just made the experience that much more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I concur. I concur.
Yeah, me too.
I concur.
Me too.
Ah, mama.
Along with that, that's a gift that she has. To bring you into that worship experience. And it does make a difference when we come together. You know, sometimes you can do it, play that music in your own quiet time, but it was something about the corporate, and I do believe what Prophetess Valerie was saying, that we came with an expectation. Like, what is this soaking? What is this all about? And we came expecting to get into his presence.
Amen. So as we were sharing, as you were sharing, Prophetess Nina, the Lord was just sharing with me in that moment that for some of us on the line listening tonight, and for those who will listen to this in the archive, some of the things that you're facing right now, you've been uncertain as to how to move. And a part of that is because you've not gotten into his presence to hear what he has to say concerning the matter. And I know you said, but I prayed about it. Yeah, you did. But you just talked to him. You didn't give him time to talk back to you. And see, when you learn that prayer, even prayer is about a conversation with him. Prayer is not a one-way street where I dictate, God this, God that, God this, oh, and thank you, but God this, God, no, that's not, that. No. When you pray, that's conversation where you offer to him and then take time to hear what he has to say to you concerning what you've suggested to him. And so he says, for some things that we're facing in this very moment, if you would just yield your time, your space, and your place to him and just take some time and get in his presence.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Might mean turn the TV off, get off of Facebook and Twitter and, you know, come on. Put those things aside.
Amen.
Get off the telephone and just sit quietly and hear what I have to say to you concerning the steps that you're taking in this very moment.
My God.
Amen.
Okay.
In this moment. In this moment.
In the presence. In the presence
because
of Jehovah.
Because often we are moving based on an emotion. We're moving based on the expectation of someone other than God. We're moving to find that when we get to the end of that, it was for naught because it wasn't a part of fulfilling what God had spoken. And then you beat yourself up. But God said all that stuff can be bypassed if you would just sit still in my presence. And just hear me. Just hear what I have to say. Because I knew you before I placed you in your mother's womb, I know what I placed in you. I know the promises that have been spoken to you. I understand your purpose. Now I need you to understand your purpose and to hear me when I speak to you. There's no need for any more unanswered questions. I have the answers. He says, I have the answers. And I need you in my presence. And no, you're not going to get everything you've asked me for because it's not the season. You feel like you're ready, but there's still more preparation that needs to be done. It's for my glory. It's for
Hallelujah.
My glory.
It's
for my glory. God, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In His presence.
Fullness of joy.
Incline our ear to hear. What the Spirit is speaking. He will give us the insight. He will give us the direction.
Yes,
because
he
of
will.
His love towards us, we will hear the correction.
Hallelujah.
The building of us all. That we might grow His kingdom in the earth. Amen?
Amen.
There's
a benefit. There's a benefit. Hallelujah. There's a benefit.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
In His presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Fullness of joy and pleasures evermore. Amen.
Evermore. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Pastor Linda, close us out.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Glory to God. Oh, bless your name, Father God. We thank you. We praise you, oh, great Jehovah, for in your presence is fullness of joy and pleasures evermore. In your presence, troubles vanish. Hearts are mended. In your presence, Lord God. We thank you for that opportunity to come into your presence. You are King, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, yet we can come into your presence. We can come to you. We can come boldly before your throne. We can't even approach earthly kings the way we can come to you, Lord. And you're there with open arms as our Father, as our Lord, as our Savior, as our Redeemer. We thank you. We thank you that you want us. You said if we draw nigh to you, that you draw nigh unto us. And for that, O Lord, we thank you. We thank you for making yourself known to us. We thank you for the comfort that you give us. O Lord, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to join with Empowerment Place and to release our sound in the earth. O Lord, we thank you for you being with us and allowing us to speak and to share your goodness. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your presence. You said he that dwells in this secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we thank you because you are the Mighty One. We
yes.
thank you, Lord, even for all of the listening ears, oh God. God, we pray that even as we speak, as we have spoken tonight, that when they listen, they would feel your presence, that everyone would seek to get into your presence, to hear your voice, and to hear your heartbeat. We thank you tonight. And even as we go forth in this week, oh God, we want to walk with you. We want to know that you're ever with us and that you're ever present with us. We thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We'll be back.
Prayer tomorrow morning.
Prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Amen. If you have any prayer
amen.
Requests, please send them in. You can text them. You can find them. Send them on Facebook, whatever the case may be. But we will be here to intercede on behalf of God's people. Amen. We love you all.
We love
empowered.
You.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.